6 days and counting until the presidential election next Tuesday, and voter integrity, a very important subject. And we're going to start checking in with CBS.
With Election Day drawing near, election officials are working to debunk false claims, calling into question the integrity of the process and the results. That comes as former President Trump and the Republican National Committee are suing some Democratic officials, alleging problems with the process. CBS's Skylar Henry looks at how election officials are trying to combat misinformation and show voters the upcoming election is legitimate.
As we inch closer to Election Day, officials and lawmakers are working to ensure the integrity of the voting process.
More confidence leads to greater participation, which is a good thing for our country.
In dozens of previous cases, courts have found no evidence of widespread voter fraud. That includes claims about improper registration, non-citizens' participation, and the voting systems themselves.
How is this process, I guess, safe, for a lack of a better word?
Every election jurisdiction, every county in the country has very clear rules about how ballots are handled.
Chris Mann with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says as early voting expands across the country, poll workers are able to focus on other potential issues.
It does a lot to help them, give them more time to deal with any problems, whether that's a power outage at a polling place, misinformation about voting procedures.
And that misinformation is, in part, leading to an uptick in threats and abuse to more than 10,000 local election officials nationwide, according to the Brennan Center for Justice.
It really, I think, has come as a shock to a lot of local election officials, especially, you know, in non-battleground states, these areas that they've become the focus of this kind of attention.
Officials are stressing that people with questions about the process should go to vote.gov and get information about voting in their jurisdictions from legitimate sources before casting their ballot. Skylar Henry, CBS News, Washington.
And we are joined by Norm Eisen, who is the founder of Democracy Defenders, talking about this very issue of protecting fair elections. Norm, welcome to KDKA.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
We have a history at this radio station, and the first scheduled program were the presidential returns of 1920. Come a long way since, or have we? I think the integrity of the election is more in the spotlight this year than ever. So what protections are in place as you work, as I understand, a nonpartisan effort to just ensure that everybody's vote counts once?
Larry, everyone in the state, all your listeners can be confident that their vote can be safely cast and freely and fairly counted. We have strong state laws guaranteeing that the balloting will represent the will of the voters, that the freedom to choose our elected leaders that defines us as Americans, that fundamental freedom on November 5th that all of us are going to be exercising with the eyes of the nation upon us, that works. And it's backed up not only by laws that protect that, but also by our state and local election officials, the folks who administer these elections. They're experienced, they're tough. They went through a lot in the stress of 2020 and other contests, and they'll make sure the voting works. And then around the country, you have the United States Department of Justice, you have U.S. attorneys, you have federal law enforcement. If anybody does anything wrong, they have eyes on it, and they'll make sure the system works. So there are multiple layers, belt and suspenders, to make sure every voter go out, cast your ballot. It's safe. Your vote will count, and it could make all the difference. We had elections in 2022 where the outcomes were decided by a little over 500 votes. So everyone should vote with confidence.
And I know that a lot of people are aware of, I think 54 million people have already voted in the country, which is actually a big number. And there has never been, I don't think, more scrutiny leading into this election about voter integrity and election integrity in and of itself. So that said, again, you feel confident. Does it surprise you that Pennsylvania is literally the keystone in this election?
It doesn't surprise me. Pennsylvania is the keystone state in its motto and in the blue wall, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. So you're the most likely tipping point state, the state most likely to decide the election going into the contest. And it really imposes an incredible, an honorable, patriotic duty, Larry, on every Pennsylvanian, whoever you support. And this is not only true of the presidential, up and down the ballot. Get out there and make your voice heard. It could affect the course of American history, particularly with the race so tight. The folks who are listening to us right now, if all of them were to get out there and express their preferences, that could make the difference in the presidential election, the Senate election, and many more. And I hope every single listener will do that. This is your chance, all of our chances, to make a momentous impact on our country and its future.
Norm Eisen, founder of Democracy Defenders. You can go to democracydefenders.org for more details of the work you do. Norm, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.